This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Okay, the Rangers Player Show is brought to you by the Junior Rangers and by Cars for Kids. His outfielder, Travis Jankowski, joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Congrats on being activated. You just came off the physical therapy. How you feeling out there?
Feeling great. Got to test it a little bit in the outfield the past couple of days, and actually got on base yesterday, which was nice to test it. So it's feeling good.
Yeah, yeah. And how are things settling in for you here with the Rangers? First third in. I say you picked a heck of a time to be joining this organization, huh?
Man, what an awesome organization. The type of people they bring in, what CY and Boach and the entire front office has done just to put a good group of guys out here on the field. Obviously very talented, but awesome guys too. So the adjustment has been super easy for me.
Now, we were kind of wondering, getting to know you a little bit, what your preferred nickname might be. We did have former Rangers manager Jeff Bannister, and he went with Banny. Would you go with Janny, or would you go with something else?
So the guys, it's Janko, Janny, honestly anything. Travis is kind of a tough one. You know, Trav is not my favorite. So Janny, Janko, Jano, any of those guys.
I like Janko.
As long as it's, yeah, Janko's easy, right?
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
Kind of like Travy.
All right, Janko. So why is the Twitter handle at Freddie J? Is Freddie J in the nickname conversation?
Yeah.
So this hasn't really been adapted to the team yet, but so when I was little – I'm the youngest of three, so when I would, when my older brother and sister would come home from school, I'd be locked in on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I knew this.
His first name is Fred.
Yes.
So I'd be locked in, and they hated that show so much, they started calling me Fred just to get me not to watch it, and I couldn't stand it. I hated it so much, I would cry. So they kept doing it, just being the great older siblings they were. So eventually, my parents said, hey, guys, enough. Like, we're tired of hearing, the fussing and the fighting. So they were smart enough to say if they can't call me Fred, then they're going to get friends and teachers in the elementary school to do that. So once their friends and teachers started doing it, it was kind of locked down for me as Fred.
I'll tell you what, I was doing research for this interview, and I saw that. I thought it was BS, to be honest with you. I said, man, I got to ask him this. I got to ask him this question about.
You thought you were getting fooled by the
internet. Yeah, and then Eric, and then Zach throws out the Mr. Rogers, and I'm like, "Damn, I lost my question." Oh, but how about this one? You come from a baseball family, though. Your father is it? Most guys don't get to play for their father, but your father seemed like a huge influence on you and your brother.
Oh, absolutely. I contribute a lot of my athletic ability to just the genetics. From the time I was 4 years old, I was always playing. My dad had coached my older brother, so it was kind of cool. He would schedule his practice, right after mine was done. So I'd go to practice with my age group, and then I'd kind of get two-a-days and kind of hop right into his practice and try and keep up with the older guys. So I think just being the youngest and always trying to keep up with the older guys and always trying to play up to the next level just kind of made me a better baseball player all around.
How many balls you think you've hit in that batting cage your dad put together?
Oh, my gosh. So we had a tarp down in my basement that my grandfather made, and we had a tee and about a bucket of 100 balls, and I would hit two buckets a night. So, geez, 200. There's probably close to 100,000, I'd say. It was every single night. Sometimes during the day, if I'd get bored, I'd go down and just put them all myself. But no, that was something that, you put in the work, and it's great to finally reap the benefits of that.
True seamhead, man. Travis Jankowski with us here at the G-Bag Nation. All right, what's the bond like between you, Josh Smith, and Jonah Heim as the three members on the team with the most obvious best hair?
That's the all-hair team right there.
All hair.
We talk about products a lot, hair techniques. We can always tell when one of us is having a bad hair day, or one of us just washed it the day before because it's all frizzy. So we have some good conversations on that all hair team.
So I always love asking about superstitions because baseball, there's a bunch of weird superstitions. Do you have any when it comes to like pregame rituals or a pregame meal, whatever it might be?
Gosh, man, I hate to let you down, but I don't buy into the superstition stuff.
Dang it, Freddie J.
I have a routine. I have a routine on the on-deck circle I do, but, you know, to me it's like there is some superstition in this game, but I just – there's so much that I need to remember besides my superstition that it's like, no, I can't put that on the list of stuff I have to do every day.
It's Travis Jankowski, Rangers outfielder, here with you on the Fan. So being from Pennsylvania, that's is it Lancaster or Lancaster? Are you more of a Steelers fan or an Eagles fan, Travis?
Well, I'm out towards Pittsburgh or towards Philly, so I can't buy into the Steelers yet. I'm more of an Eagles fan. I hope that that doesn't knock me down a peg or two.
Yeah, just go ahead and dump that, Alec. We won't hear that.
We'll clean that up in post, Travis. Don't worry.
No, that's terrific. We appreciate the honesty around here. You know how Texans do it, Travis.
Oh, absolutely. And being right by this Cowboys stadium, it's tempting to maybe convert over to a Cowboys fan, but I don't know. I don't know how my friends back in Lancaster would feel about that quite yet.
Hey, Travis, I was going to ask you that. Okay, the field you're playing on today there in Detroit, it's got that dirt patch down the middle. Is that kind of an unstable move for a stadium to have something like that? Do you feel like, wow, why are they doing this? Or is it, man, it's cool. It's no big deal.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie. This has been the first time I think I've gotten an at-bat at this field. Last time I was here was during the COVID season, and I totally forgot about that strip until I came out to the field, and I was like, you know, that's not going to play effect to anything. Then I stood up into the box yesterday, and I'm like, well, daggone, I can see that thing. I don't know what that is. You know, like,
yeah.
It kind of does throw you off for a second. But I don't know, you kind of channel it and you're like, okay, if the ball comes out of his hand in this path, it's pretty much right over home plate, so go ahead and swing at it.
So if you swung on that ball and it went deep and a group of Rangers fans stood up and started chanting, Freddie, Freddie,
Freddie,
would that make you happy or annoyed?
I could live with that. I would tip my cap to him. I could live with that for sure.
Right on. Well, we love it, Travis. Again, congrats on your success and getting healthy on that. We wish you nothing but the best of luck, and give him hell tonight. We'll be pulling for you.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me on, and have a great day.
You too. There he goes, Rangers outfielder Travis Jankowski.
Yeah,
Brian, what do you got for him?
And for that nice interview that Travis did for us today, he's going to get a $100 gift certificate from Pluckers. Got 8 locations across DFW for him to enjoy. So, thanks again to Travis for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, Janko is a delight, says the 817. Yeah, that was cool to get to know him a little bit.
Yeah, put a little star by his name there.
He's my personal favorite.
Yeah, we might have to circle back on Janko.
If you could see on the sheet, I always keep a tally who we have.
That's right.
So this is week 9. We're in week 9, and he might have a little star at the end of the year. We'll vote on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.